8:36 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Friday. Moving along and entering into our final half hour on this Friday morning, it is time for Tri-County Insider News, the week in review. And so Bronson Rasmussen, our news director, has stepped into the studio with a smile on his face and also a lot of information available for us that he's going to share this morning. Hey, Bronson.
Well, hello, Dan. It's another Friday here. And we're getting through it.
Yeah. Are you ready for the big wintry storm that may hit us?
May or may not. It tends to be like that in this area.
Yeah, we've become a little skeptical, but it is good to be prepared in case it does, because if it does, it's a whopper, that's
it
for sure.
It will be, and not from Burger King either.
No, a whopper from Burger King would be a lot better. Well, we are going to take a look back over this past week of the local news stories. There were plenty of them, and we are going to find out on this week in review what were the top stories. So let's take a look at the three top stories from the past week.
Sure thing. Three top stories. They all look kind of similar here, but the top one is a fire that happened in Kerensville. That had happened on Wednesday, and a family of four has been displaced after it. It came in just before 6 a.m. on Wednesday morning. Crews received reports of a house fire at the 600 block of Filbert Street. And once crews got there, they noticed the home was completely engulfed in flames. The family was able to get safely out of the house. However, still at the time of reporting right now, we knew that there were around 15 cats and two dogs at the residence, and I haven't heard any more on the status of all of those pets. But even now, the fire marshals are still investigating the cause of that blaze, and this house has become a complete loss, and that family of four displaced.
Yeah, tragic event, but at least all of the residents were evacuated. That's good to hear. I know that there was another fire this week in which there were some fatalities. I assume that's one of the other top stories?
That's the next one, yeah. Okay. That one happened, I believe it was over the weekend. It happened in Highland Township, and crews went to a Massachusetts Avenue address, and still details are very limited. And this happened early Tuesday morning at around 3:30 a.m., and details are very limited. Police haven't said much, but we did learn that a 76-year-old man, a 78-year-old woman, and a 21-year-old woman were killed from the fire. And then a fourth victim had to be taken to the hospital.
Hmm. Yeah, and that's in Elk County, I believe, in Highland Township. What is the third? You said all three are related. What's the third top story?
The third one's yet another fire. This one happened over the weekend. It was last Friday at the Walmart Distribution Center in Clearfield County. There was a fire on Friday night just after 11 p.m. There was a piece of machinery that just sparked and caught on fire. Crews were able to get that out quickly. And then they were gone not even an hour, and they had to be called back to the distribution center as there was yet another fire on a separate floor.
Yeah.
But crews were able to knock both of those down very quickly, and no injuries reported from those.
And again, that's the bright spot of the story, most definitely. All right, let's move along and talk about the stories that really caught the attention of the Connect FM listeners and those that check in on our website and on our Facebook and social media pages. What was the most interacted with story of the week?
Well, our most interacted with was a Reynoldsville man that was accused of stealing a motorcycle. Charges have just been placed against this man, 41-year-old Jason Schoening. He was in November 2024, police discovered a suspicious-looking motorcycle. It looked like it was freshly painted. And they investigated, they looked at the VIN number, and discovered that vehicle was allegedly stolen in June of 2024. Now, the man, he said that the motorcycle, he had bought it just months prior and had painted it himself. But now, this happened in 2024, so now in 2026, he's just getting charged with felony receiving stolen property.
Wow. So interesting that that story caught people's attention. What is the runner-up to that?
Another one is happening in Jefferson County, and it's just a warning for everyone when it comes with these cold temperatures to make sure that everything that you have works, that your heating works, there's proper ventilation, and to wear extra layers in this cold weather. This is a warning that came from the coroner's office in Jefferson County, and they really just want you to dress warm, make sure that everything's working the way it should, and to check on your neighbors as well, because you never know what might be going on in your neighbor's household. Exactly. And of course, this all followed a recent investigation to hypothermia death in Jefferson County.
Right. That's some good and timely advice, especially with the weather we've been experiencing. And we do see that the rest of today and tomorrow, it's going to be quite cold ahead of the winter storm. And then I was taking a peek ahead to next week's weather, and it looks like it's going to be cold all week long. Not a lot of snow after the storm moves through, but some very cold temperatures with highs only in the teens each day next week.
And then the week after that, it'll be 70 degrees and sunny, because that's just how it is here in Pennsylvania.
Possibly. Might happen that way. All right, let's take a look at the third most interacted with story.
Well, this one came out this morning, but with all these fires that have happened lately and with all this cold weather, I spoke with the Dubois Fire Chief, Joe Mitchell, just about how you could prevent these fires at home, especially when people are cranking on their heaters, they have their space heaters plugged in. And he gave us a lot of tips for you to stay safe at home, which include making sure that you're using your heaters properly. You make sure that they're plugged into a proper socket and not just into an extension cord, because that could really lead to a lot of fires.
Right.
Going from there, make sure that there's nothing flammable near them, no liquids that could get spilled. Mm-hmm. Don't have like your blanket on top of your heater.
Right.
And then on top of that, you should always keep your ventilation systems clear of snowfall outside, as well as clear in your home, because otherwise things like carbon monoxide buildup could happen.
Exactly.
So really, it's just trying to stay safe during this very cold and very heavy snow that we're supposed to get. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, you're also reminded to try to keep your fire hydrants clear just in case there is an emergency.
Yeah, good advice and great tips. You can check in on those on our website, connectradio.fm, anytime. And of course, make sure you download our app, our Connect FM app in the App Store or Google Play, and you can stay apprised of all that information. Well, yes. As we wrap things up, Bronson, I always like this part of the Week in Review, because we let you select your favorite story of the week, and for whatever reason that might be. And you know, a lot of times we joke around that it's because it's about food or about something special like that.
Didn't really have any of those this time.
Didn't have a food story you could give us. What is your choice as top story this week?
Well, my top story for this week is staying on theme with everything else we talked about.
Okay.
And it's a story that hasn't come out yet, but it just came into our newsroom just this morning. And it's a snow emergency that's being declared for Clearfield County, or just Clearfield. And during this weekend, with all the heavy snow, the mayor of Clearfield, he said from 10 a.m. Saturday until 8 a.m. Monday, you're asked to use off-street parking to keep those roads clear from the plows, clear off your fire hydrants, ensure your heating sources are functioning, clear the sidewalks and driveways, and just assist your neighbors. So in addition to all of those tips for you, the Clearfield Fire Department will be open as a warming shelter beginning tonight at 8, and they'll continue through noon Tuesday. And of course, if any of the snow does cause you to not have power, you're asked to call the Clearfield Fire Department, and they'll be able to arrange some sort of shelter situation for you.
Okay. Good choice there, Bronson, on your choice for the week. And a great wrap-up of the top news stories of the past week in Tri-County Insider News. Bronson, if we make it through the weekend and make it through those cold temperatures next week, we'll do this again next Friday.
Sure. Okay. We might be icicles by then, but we'll see.
All right. Thank you.